This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Don't Let Theatre series, which started in 2016, brings together different bite-sized renditions of a whole array of works, this time in honour of our National Laureate, Dato' Dr. Usman Awang's 90th birthday on the 12th of July. The series is taking on his writings in a multilingual, multi-genre production. The show is on at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre from the 11th to the 14th of July. And joining me today are the series' producer, Easy Gan, as well as one of the directors that's going to be featured in this series, Jung Si Yong. How are you guys doing today?
Hello.
Hi.
Easy, you know, you were the originator of the Don't Let series.
Yes, the Don't Let Him Know series.
Yeah, the Don't Let Him Know. Yes, that's right. Tell me how the idea for the series first came about back in 2016.
Yes, back in 2016, because that year is Shakespeare 400 years. And we're trying to, because we always believe the arts and the literature is have the connections. And because we don't want the, maybe people will worry like Shakespeare works will be like very hard to understand or very hard to digest. So we want to do, we try another bite-sized performance for them. Mm-hmm. So start from them. For the first year, we do Don't Let Shakespeare Know. We focus and inspired all the Shakespeare words. Second year, we move to the Don't Let Children Know, which means we use all the fairy tales, all the story, And the third one, we use Chinese literature. That's why we call Don't Let Writer Know.
Right.
And this year we try Don't Let Usman Awang Know.
So whose idea was it to do the Usman Awang version of
the
series?
This the idea came from our executive producer, Dato' Farida American, and also Joe Hasham. And because I think last year we went for one event organized by Yayasan Usman Awang. And then we feel like, this year is his 90th birthday. Why not we do something? Mm. And we want more people to know about Usman Awang, especially because he's like Malaysian Shakespeare. And we want, because I think now in the school, they don't study literature about Usman Awang yet. Mm. So we want, maybe we can try another way to promote him.
And Jung Si, how did you sort of get drawn into being a part of this staging?
So this is quite interesting. So I'm actually based in London and a performer myself. And I had booked my next job, which was starting in a few months. So I thought it'd be a very good time for me to come home and kind of get involved in the theatre scene here. Because there's a lot of, I felt like I could learn a lot of things and also kind of exchange my knowledge as well. So I kind of messaged a few theatre companies on Facebook, emailed them as well, including KLPAC. And KL Pak got back to me. They're very nice. And they were like, oh, actually, we have this Dato' Usman Awang series going on. And they were like, oh, have you directed before? And I was like, yeah, but at university level. And then they were like, oh, send in your CV. And then after everything, they're like, cool, you're on board. And then I was kind of given a slot to be in charge of. So including writing, composing, everything. Mm. That's how I got drawn in.
So you're a newbie to the Don't Let Him Know series.
Yes. He's a newcomer.
Yes, but there are also some returning members, if I may call them that. Do you want to tell us, Easy, who the other directors are?
Yes, one of them is Jayan Liang. Jayan Liang was with us since Don't Let Shakespeare Know. And his play, last time he used Romeo and Juliet, and then he turned into the balcony scene of Malaysian Lover. And the play nominated for the Best Director and Best Script. Mm. And this year we also have Mon Lim. Mon Lim also will direct a play. This year it's called Guru or Guru. Yeah, but his play is in Cantonese. He's one of the Cantonese play in this series. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But how many plays and directors are there in total?
So for this time we have seven productions. So we have two musical.
Yes.
One dance and then four theatre.
So was this always the plan to sort of use these different genres and even different languages to interpret Usman Awang's works?
Yes, because for us, it's like, actually this mini-series is like a celebration of all the performing arts practitioners and also our audiences. Because you can feel like when the show is running, you can see we have different diversity of audience, even our creative as well. So it's like a mini-ceremony celebrations. Yeah.
So you mentioned that there is a Cantonese play, there are English productions. What other languages, what other genres are we seeing?
Okay, so for Guru O Guru, it's a theatre performed in Cantonese. For my play called Udara, it's an adaptation from Udadara.
Yeah.
And also Jaya Nang play will be in Mandarin. And then we have two musicals. One musical is by Zhen Xi, it's in English.
Yeah.
And then we have another musical called Trap. The one is in Mandarin.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then we have Zafir Muzani. He will direct Amali Perjuangan. The one is in Bahasa Malaysia. And Fauzi Amiruddin, our beloved dancer.
Yes.
Yes, he will do a Kekase adaptations. Yeah.
And so that is a pure dance performance, or is it a play with dance?
Pure dance, solo dance.
I see.
Yeah.
And how do you decide which creator is working on which story?
No, usually this is like, all is like, you give the director and choreographer to select. Yeah, so it's like, we don't limit them to choose any. Mm. Yeah.
So you said you picked Udadandara. Mm. And Zheng Xi, what is the original Usman Awang text that you picked, and how has that evolved into the final work?
So I just basically started by a Google search of Usman Awang's works.
Right. So, newcomer to Usman Awang, or you've read him before?
I'm a newcomer.
Wow, exciting!
So this is already it's already worked because I'm educated.
The show's already converted one person.
Yes. I kind of read several of his works, and just kind of one of them kind of resonated with me and kind of gave me the idea. I felt like I could write about it. So the work that my piece is inspired by is called Benjual Ayabatu.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just kind of about how the people are treated by the laws. And I felt like it was quite relevant in modern times as well, because it's quite a current issue, especially with the licensing of street vendors. So I thought this is something I could write about.
But it's a musical, isn't it? Mm. Yours.
Yes.
All right.
So I wanted to do a musical because that's kind of my training and kind of my background. So I wanted to kind of get my hands on writing music and lyrics. And then I just kind of formed this plot in my mind and how it could culminate into a song at the end. So it's basically like a duologue. And then finishes off with a song that kind of rounds up the theme of it.
And you've changed the name to
Pisang Goreng.
Pisang Goreng, that's
right. You know, subtle change.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Easy, you have taken on probably one of the most well-known Usman Awang stories.
Yeah, the musical, the first musical.
Yes. So what's that like? And what's the spin that you've put on it?
Yes. So when I watched Udadara musical directed by Farida, I think two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very lovely story. And when I do the research about the Udadara, and then I found out that actually Usman Awang, he used the Romeo and Juliet as one of like the inspired ideas to create Udadara. And then I found out in Chinese, we have the Chinese butterfly lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So actually they have the similarity in this point. And also I find when I combine the name Uda and Dara, become Udara, when I search online, it's a butterfly, scientific name for butterfly.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yes.
Sweet. Okay.
So it's like everything like merged together. Uh-huh. They say I want to do something like, okay, this time I do Udadara, but I twist the story. So what if like the Zhu Ying Tai from Chinese Butterfly Lovers meet Uda in a train station?
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen?
Mm. From hearing you guys talk, it's not straight interpretations of the original Usman Awang stories. So the Usman Awang stories are sort of a starting point for the directors
inspired,
to explore.
Yeah, inspiration, yes.
So what are some of the other themes, or actually even the other stories that the other directors are doing?
Yes. So one of them is from the Jaya Liang. Jaya Liang, he would use the Kambing Hitam as one of his play ideas. And this time he wants to try the interaction theatre. It's like a device play. So audience also part of the cast.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So he chose this story that they were based on the May 13th story. And we get we use the articles from the Malaysia Kini. And then we will let the audience come and join us to read the story, and then let people think like, so after 50 years, what impact and what we can do for this story. And then the next one, we have also Guru Oguru, the one by Mon Lim, the Cantonese play. So he used the Guru Oguru, his original poem from the Usman Awang. And this time, the story you will start, it is quite nice because the story starts in the old folk house. So there's like an old lady. So a visitor come in and then say she want to find someone. and they can't recall who are the person. So it's because this old lady, she got the, so she cannot, sometimes she can remember, sometimes she cannot. So at the end, we find out actually the visitor is herself.
Wow, okay. Did you just give away, away a spoiler?
Yes.
It's okay, it's about the experience.
Yes.
And what is the value of perhaps not just doing a staging of one of Usman Awang's stories or poems, but to do this in this format? Mm. Why is that interesting?
For this bite-sized format. Because for me, I think I want the audience, they come to theatre, they can enjoy the play. And this is like a roller coaster because you don't know what it's about for these seven plays. So it's like your emotions and then the momentums. So I want them to feel like actually theatre can be like as entertaining as movie because everything is live and can give more than what movie can give. Yeah.
And Jungsi, what is working on something like this like for you? Because you are working on one aspect, but your work is also part of a larger piece.
I think it's very exciting. I think it's really interesting that we're probably very seven different directors with very different ideas, and it's actually nice that the overarching team have given us a lot of support and push to make the work individual and our own. And I find that very exciting because, I mean, I haven't watched the other performances yet, but I feel like because of how much emphasis they've given and encouragement for us to, you know, be creative, I feel like when it all comes together, the audience will get to enjoy something that's very engaging throughout because of all the differences. The variety.
And what is the work process like? Do you sit down with all of the directors and is there a lot of discussion and collaboration or does everyone sort of work individually and then come together?
Because all of us, we're using KRPAC Studio for rehearsal. So we'll visit each one another and to discuss. Because I think for us, actually before this, it's quite stressed when we want to find the script. Because all this is written by our director. And then we'll discuss like how, because we only have 10 minutes. It's like a lot of limitations, only 10 minutes. And then the transitions for each group maybe is like 3 to 5 minutes. So with this limitation, how we use our creative ideas and then how we can give the message clearly for our audience to understand. Yeah.
So, is it the same cast members or different cast members for each?
Different.
Okay. So basically each director and cast works quite individually on their piece. And what about you, Easy, as the producer of this whole show? What's your role? How do you shape it and bring it together?
Yeah, so we have this idea since earlier this year. So then I started to find the creative team. So we always have the missions, like we want to nurture performing arts, especially for youth. And so we will look for the young actors, young directors, and young artists, because we believe this is a very important platform for us to start up. And yeah, and then for us, actually, agency is a gift for us. Because when we find like, we have musical, because we think like we want to have different like diversity and variety.
So there wasn't a musical theatre aspect before.
Yeah, because we don't have this year then we have agency, then we can have something different, musical. Yeah, and also Shirin Good also doing the musical. Say like, wow, this year we can have two musical. So for us, like, wow, very big gift. Be surprised for us. Yes.
So how, other than the fact that you have now been able to include more genres in this concept, how else have you seen the series evolve over these 3 years since it started?
From the first year, we start with all seven play. It's a theatre play. And then second year, we start with a song series, at least a song. And then now we can see it's growing. And because every year we have like maybe like 3 old-timer and then 4 newcomer. So we can keep this series. So I think it's a very good opportunity, a good platform. And then we want to see them grow. Because for the past 3 years, all the series, they are touring to other state or other festival. So this is what we want. Because with the 10 to 15 minutes and then with the minimal requirement of technical, so they can travel to anywhere. Yeah, this is what we want to nurture the arts.
Mm. And Jungsi, as a format, is this something that, 10 minutes doesn't seem very long. Is there also a limitation to working within it? What are the challenges?
I think in an interesting way, the challenges are also kind of gifts. They're actually positives. Because at first, with the 10-minute limitation, I had to do a lot of trimming of my script, and everything had to be a lot tighter. But at first, I was like, oh, I have to cut so much. But then actually, it really helped. Having the 10 minutes limit just made, I don't know, it just helped me make my work a lot tighter and just a bit more, I don't know, exciting in that pace. But yeah, that I'm challenges, 10 minutes. I guess some of the themes that Usman Awang talks about are very big and quite serious issues. So I guess it's an interesting challenge of how you can translate that message and get it to the audience within such a short time while making it a very complete kind of piece of performance.
Mm. On that note, what are some of the challenges of adapting the works of someone like Usman Awang, who has this huge diverse body of work, to a concept like this?
Because Usman play also about humanity.
Yeah.
And this is what a performing art is about. So when we choose, it's too many for us to choose. It's like everything we also want to do. We want to do like combine all to once. Like. So yeah. So when I choose the love story because I believe love is a topic that can touch everyone, and then is a the world need more love.
Well, definitely. So if you look at now the 7 plays that are now part of the staging, are there certain themes or certain ideas that are common across of them? Do they get repeated a lot?
After I watched their full, actually the 7 is very different. Yeah, it's very different.
And what are some of those themes or ideas that emerge?
Yeah, because let's say for the guru, they were share about the story about the education, about educator. So we will know like, okay, we must pay homage to our teacher. And then for calling 1969 is about May 13th. So it's like about politics. So we got academy, we got politics, and then we also have the trap. Trap is about the main character want to feel, because sometimes we are inspired by the jiwa humble. So sometimes what trap ourselves is not the environment, it's not the outsider, it's ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, so the one is about self. Yes, self-awareness. And then we have love story. And then, yeah, we have the Pujangsi, the pisang goreng, to talk about the law. And then, yeah. So it's very different. It's very, yeah.
So what would you say to someone who has never watched one of the Don't Let Him Know productions? Mm. Why should they come watch this show?
For me, this is like a short and sweet. And then it's like in one night, you can eat like 7 different dishes. Yes, it's like a mini arts buffet.
Yeah. You're new to this, Zheng Zi. So sell it. Why should people come watch it?
I think, as Isi said, it's 7 absolutely kind of different and all interesting and creative shows in one night. And because it's 10 minutes, you're going to get constant bursts of fresh material. And also because the people are young doing it. So I feel like in that sense, it's very fresh and exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to producer Easy Gun and director Zheng Zi Yong about their production of Don't Let Usman Awang Know. It's a collection of short theatre works that are inspired by our Sastrawan Negara, Usman Awang's writings. The show is on from the 11th to the 14th of July at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced at 50 and 60 ringgit and available at klpack.org or at proticket.com.my. If you've missed any part of this show or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.